Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Gustave Eiffel, born in Dijon, France, 1832, a pioneer in using metal to construct bridges. He also designed the skeleton that supported the Statue of Liberty's copper skin. And he went on to build the Eiffel Tower for the World's Fair in Paris, 1889, 1,000 feet high, the tallest structure in the world at the time. Many people at the time thought the Eiffel Tower was terribly ugly, exposed steel, which Eiffel left that way because he thought it would be more stable if the wind could blow through it. And when Paris in 1999 was hit by a windstorm that knocked down more than 100,000 trees, the Eiffel Tower only swayed about 9 centimeters. Today is the birthday of Nero, the Roman emperor, born in Antium near Rome in the year 37 AD. His mother was the sister of the emperor Caligula. When Caligula and his wife and their daughter were murdered in the year 41 with no clear heir, Caligula's uncle Claudius became emperor. He then married Nero's mother and adopted Nero. And 4 years later, Claudius died under mysterious circumstances, probably poisoned by Nero's mother, and the 17-year-old Nero became emperor. He fancied himself a poet and a musician. He often gave public performances. He was also ruthless, and he ordered the death of his mother and his first wife because he didn't trust them. In the year 64, Rome burned. The story of Nero fiddling while the city burned was a legend, but untrue. There were no fiddles in Rome at the time, and Nero was not even in the city. But after the fire, he took the opportunity to rebuild Rome in a Greek style. And when people began to whisper that he'd started the fire just to have an excuse to make the city over, he shifted the blame to the early Christians to take the heat off himself. He scandalized people late in his reign by appearing in theatrical productions. And finally, the Roman Senate condemned him to a slave's death of crucifixion. He fled the city and then killed himself rather than face the execution. And it was on this day in 1944 the bandleader Glenn Miller's plane disappeared over the English Channel. At the time, it was said that the plane had gone down because of fog and bad weather. But it's now thought that the plane had wandered off course into a no-fly zone, and it was brought down by friendly fire from Allied planes. Here's a poem for today by John Betjeman, Aldershot Crematorium. Between the swimming pool and cricket ground, how straight the crematorium driveway lies, and little puffs of smoke without a sound show what we loved dissolving in the skies. Dear hands and feet and laughter-lighted face and silk that hinted at the body's grace. But no one seems to know quite what to say. Friends are so altered by the passing years. Well, anyhow, it's not so cold today, and thus we try to dissipate our fears. I am the resurrection and the life. Strong, deep, and painful doubt inserts the knife. Aldershot Crematorium, a poem by John Betjeman from his collected poems, published by Ferrer, Straus, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.